وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the notion of human being in the divine scripture of Muslims, the Holy Quran. And so far, we have talked about different dimensions of the soul. We ended up talking about the heart. And the word heart has been repeated several times in the Holy Quran in different contexts and with different functions and different conditions. We were talking about different conditions of the heart. One of the conditions of the heart was qaswa, being hardened. And we said the opposite condition of this, qaswatul qalb, there are three levels for it. One of them is lenience, the other is ikhbat, and other is khushu. Now, the ikhbat, the verse referring to ikhbat. Ikhbat means to feel humble. Now, the problem that we have is that Arabic language is such a rich language in terms of lexical, the words that describe different stations and conditions. Not to say that other languages don't have that in certain regards and in certain domains. But in Arabic, we have that in a different way that enables the language to be capable of carrying out different minute particularities of the sense when it the word conveys a message. Now, the word ikhbat and lenience and lean and also khushu, they can be translated the same in English, all of them being humbled, but they have minute differences. Now, ikhbat has a sense of returning to it when something gets lenient and gets back to the previous position, gets back to the right path, for example. Now the verse says, وَلْيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down revelation, verses from the Holy Quran, so that those who have knowledge, الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. Now it shows that if you want to understand, if you want to be the addressee of the verses of the Holy Quran, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it depends on how much you have knowledge. And knowledge is different than information. This is something we should talk about. What is ilm according to the Holy Quran and what is information? Many people nowadays, they confuse knowledge with degrees. That is something else, not even information. And many people confuse knowledge with information, which also is different thing than ilm that is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So those who have been given utul ilm, and this is another difference. Sometimes you acquire the knowledge, sometimes you are given the knowledge. So those who have been given the knowledge, they realize that this thing, the thing that has been recited to them, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is haq, this is the truth from their Lord. وَلْيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتَ الْعَلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Now the condition under which it is possible for a person to become certain about the authenticity of this word is to be given knowledge, utul ilm. Annahu al-haq, this revelation is the truth from their Lord. And what happens afterward is fayu'minu bihi. Once they realize, once they are certain that this is the word from their Lord, they believe in it. Fayu'minu bihi. And what happens? Now we have the use of the conjunction fa fayu'minu fatukhbita, means this comes after that. This is to say the order exists between different things. So after that it comes the iman, the faith, and after faith comes ikhbat. فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And this ikhbat happens in the tongue? No. Happens in the mind? No. Happens in the heart. The heart that is the center, the command center of a human being, it feels ikhbat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that humbleness with a sense of returning, as if it was turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now it turns back with humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible for hiding, for guiding people towards the right path. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about the beautiful verse that we were reciting about ikhbat, the stages that takes place, the change takes place within those who have been given knowledge when they hear the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the stages was ikhbat, when their heart feels humble and turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have another verse, and we were talking about ikhbat in the context of what comes as a contrast to qaswat al-qalb, hardening of the heart. One of them is the lenience of the heart. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has revealed down the best of the speech, ahsan al-hadith. The best of speech, kitaban mutashabahan, a book that has words that look each other or rhythmic. There are clauses, there are phrases, there are words that look to each other, one another. مَثَانِيَ تَقْشَأَرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. At one stage, those who hear these words and verses, their skin trembles. تَقْشَأَرُّ means trembles. جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, those who have fear of their Lord. And we have said this several times, fear of the Lord doesn't mean fear in the negative sense. Fear sometimes is sourced and is a result of the utter respect that you hold for someone. Even sometimes the utter love that you have for someone, you have a kind of fear that maybe I do something that makes me fall from his eyes, for example. So those who have this khashya, taqsha'r julud means when their skin trembles, meaning that it affects them to the level that they are even physically affected by it. And ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. After that, what happens is that their heart becomes lenient. تلين means their heart becomes lenient towards the remembrance of Allah. Meaning that they don't fight with the remembrance of Allah. We, inshallah, in the coming episode, we talk about how some people, they don't feel right when they hear the name of Allah. They even feel disgust and they feel insecure and they don't like it. But these people, no, their heart is lenient and they open up their heart to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ, and this is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that he guides whomever he wants with that. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ, and whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, nobody can guide him. And that we have discussed and explained, what does it mean? It means as a punishment. When people, some people, unfortunately, they commit sins, as a punishment, they are misguided from the right path. Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not start to misguide and guide people just out of nowhere. It is the result of the actions and behaviors of people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us towards the right path. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we continue the discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم